I thought it was some very interesting aspects to.
Yeah, not to mention all of the Texans and Oklahomans that came up. And the streets full of women who were plying their trade along the streets. I mean, even if you had your wife next to you, they'd come up to you. It was kind of a wild, and the housing, of course, was. We had a sunken garage that people would come by and ask if they could rent. I mean, it was not a livable space.
There was something to be said for being a block and a half from the laborer's hall. It provided a very interesting take on life, and it was on my route to walk to work. That's another aspect of life during the pipeline that doesn't really have to do with the haul road, but
well,
I don't know that anybody's...
Way it did, because shipments was bypassed and mm-hmm. sent to supply the crews, the camps, while the road was
right.
being made and kind of bypassed the community. Well, I never heard anything of that.
Well, you see, one thing, you can't separate the haul road from the pipeline. I mean, the haul road was built for the pipeline.
And the run-up, because it really starts with the discovery, with the announcement of the discovery. So you look at 1968, mm-hmm. and you start looking at men, almost exclusively men, lining up for these possible jobs, and I call it the little pipeline boom. I didn't go to work for the employment service until the spring of 69, and there were already about 300 people, very civilly, very well self-ordered, standing in line waiting for these fictive pipeline jobs at the old state building, now presently the Tanana Valley campus downtown. It's the old court building, which had nearly all state agencies in it at that point. The pipeline jobs never really developed. What we did have that summer was the biggest fire year we've ever had until 2004, where just everything burned up. So we were able to find people who were, you know, standing up and physically function and dispatch them onto fires, which solved our problem fairly well. But the town never really simmered down from 68, 69. And then there was nothing going on in that middle period. So there are a lot of people just getting by in this town. And the pipeline hits. And so do about 15,000 people in here, probably within a space of not more than about 2.5 months, all looking for work. What you have to remember is there was another small recession going on in the lower 48. I mean, you don't have people driving with their entire families in a camper for the fun of it. They're up here because they're broke, and that was driving the vast majority of them. And so that was from the standpoint of what happens to a society, to a culture. It was like the 1895, 98 gold rush all over again. Same thing's driving people.
Mm-hmm.
Take a chance.